The legal and political worlds are focused this summer on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. But we thought we would pause for an artistic Supreme Court moment and focus on Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who at 85 has become a cultural phenomenon. Dubbed the notorious RBG by adoring millennials, she is the subject of a smash hit documentary. And now comes a release that's more personal, a series of songs written about her life by her daughter-in-law and produced by her son.
What qualities should a president seek in a Supreme Court justice?
NPR legal affairs correspondent and occasional music writer Nina Totenberg has more.
Singer and composer Patrice Michaels actually started writing the songs in secret without her husband, music producer James Ginsburg, even knowing what she was up to.
Truth to tell, I like my process as a composer to be a little bit private.
And once I heard how good the songs were, I realized what a treasure we had here.
Jim Ginsburg soon began plotting to record and publish the songs about Justice Ginsburg's life, sung by his soprano wife. All are now available on Jim's label, Sedia Records. Some of the texts for the songs are from a book of letters written to RBG and compiled into a book by her husband Marty for her 50th birthday. One letter was from a typist in Marty Ginsburg's law firm during the 1960s and 70s when Ruth Ginsburg was a lawyer leading the legal fight for women's rights. Anita, the typist, was often drafted to type RBG's legal papers and briefs. At first, Anita was puzzled by the words she was typing.
The way she used words, I had never seen or heard. I had never even thought sexual, female, male, gender-based discrimination. I started typing.
After months of immersion, though, Anita realizes on a trip to Spain with her husband that she, too, is a feminist. Patrice Michaels picks up the story.
So the host presented Anita's husband, who announced in his turn, "Esta es mi mujer." This is my woman, or this is my wife. And she shoots back at him without thinking,
"Yo no soy tu mujer."
I am not your woman.
Soy una persona.
I'm a person. So just as she's thinking about how bad this could be, from the back of the room booms the host's 80-year-old grandmother.
Viva America!
Viva America!
Michaels knew from the get-go that the most influential person in RBG's young life was her mother, who died after a long battle with cancer the day before the future justice was to graduate from high school. But none of Celia Bader's letters still exist, so Michaels imagined what one must have sounded like.
Very chatty, very normal. And of course, the background is that Celia knew she was dying of cancer at that time, so the letter is interrupted by Celia's thoughts about what might happen to Ruth and whether she's ready to handle herself in the world. And of course, the pain that Celia was suffering.
In interviews with me, Justice Ginsburg has often talked about her mother.
My mother told me to be a lady. And for her, that meant be your own person, be independent.
Difficulty. Stand on your own two feet, like Eleanor Roosevelt.
One of the most amusing songs on the album is called The Elevator Thief. It's about the misbehavior of RBG's son Jim at school and an occasion when he, quote, stole the elevator when the operator had stepped away.
And I would get calls to please come down to talk to the principal about my son's latest escapade. And one day I was sitting in my office at Columbia Law School and I was very weary. I'd stayed up all night. I said to the principal, "This child has two parents. Please alternate calls."
My dear headmaster Barr, things have really gone too far.
Here's Jim Ginsberg.
And the moral of the story at the end is that my behavior didn't improve, but somehow the calls became much more infrequent when they had to consider bothering a man about my behavior.
The album also has songs written by other composers, among them Stacy Garrup, who put to music the last letter RBG's husband Marty wrote to her just days before his death in 2010. I asked the justice to read the letter aloud during an interview a couple of years ago.
And it reads, "My dearest Ruth."
My dearest Ruth.
"You are the only person I have loved in my life.
Marty and Ruth Ginsberg were married for 56 years. The justice found the letter as she was packing up her husband's hospital room to take him home after he'd decided to forego any further treatment.
"The time has come for me to toughen out or to take leave of life." "Because the loss of quality now simply overwhelms." "I hope you will support where I come out, but I understand you may not." "I will not love you a jot less."
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.